this that we're in is that we should be mizmoyin of what was garim the Churban, what was garim the Avelus. We should try to be misakin it. So, okay, so you should come tell a person that there was a Churban Abayis, and you have to be misakin it. Why do you have to be noyig Avelus for? No, it's something which is very deep in a human being. When you stand say to a person something terrible happened and you have to fix it, a person doesn't feel it and doesn't connect to it and doesn't react to it. When a person is noyig in yoni avelos, hanhogi avelos, as he feels it more. And the Bach says something very interesting, that midina de gemara, a lot of the inyanim that we're marchik from was only on the day of Erev Tisha B'Av. As time went on, Chazal will moisif more and more and more. That's why when you learn Masechta Tainis, it talks about not eating basar v'yayin b'shas suda mafsekes. Now we don't eat basar and yayin for a week before. What happened? Why from the Zman of the Gemara till now did it change? Explains the Bach, because as time went on, it got harder and harder for us to relate to it. As Chazal had to be moisif in the Avelus, today that we should feel it more. Because Chitzanius is Ma'ir as a Pnim. Until we got to Ardar. In Ardar, all the Isafis Avelus, it doesn't go in. You have a dar which is Mamish Mufka. Where is everyone now? They're heading to camp in Azmanim. It's the end of the Zman. They're halting Avelus on Beis HaMikdash. No, they're in the middle of being chayiv it more and more every day. Yeah. Why? Because it's a dar which is very, very mufka from the lev. Avelus is something which is in the heart. There's certain things like shaking a lulav, putting on tefillin. Okay, it's a maisa. We could relate to that. But Avelus is something you feel. If you don't feel it, it's like Avelus has no meaning to it. Because that's why it's so hard for us to relate. But it's very, very important to get to know ourselves a little bit. And that is that it's not legamri our fault. We've been in a galus for a very long time. The tomb of the galus is mitantemes es alev, zot rashi, it's a semes es alev shelo yargish. That's the chesaron of Golus. When you're around Golus for a long time, the tumah of the Goyim, as a mele, it's a semes es alev that you can't be margish. But there is dine avelus, there is anhoges avelus. As over here, there's a gevaldika nekuda, a very choshev yisoid. And that is that the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, and it's very interesting, because Shir HaShirim is really going on the Zman HaGula, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the door, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pischu li achoisi, rayosi, yonosi, tulmosi, open the door for me, Klal Yisrael's in Golus, and Hashem says, open the door for Hashem, show him you miss Hashem. And Klal Yisrael says, the princess who's Klal Yisrael in the Mashal of Shirim says, I already took a shower, I'm in my pajamas, I went into bed, it's hard for me to get up and open the door, and Hashem runs away. Ad Khan is the Mashal in Shir HaShirim. But there's a famous medrash on it. Pischu li, Zogt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the medrash in Shir HaShirim. Pischu li pischoi shel machat v'ani eftu l'cho pesach she'agolus yochol li kones po. Mesilas Yesharim brings it, and it became like a very famous expression, but when you see it in its makor, it's a gavaldika limud for all of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're in a long galus and we're far away. But all he's asking for is pischu li pischoi shel machat. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu you care a little bit. It means something to you, and it's worth so much. In the Friya de Gedayris, they cried tears when it came to these days. Now we can't cry tears. But us, on our level, could do something, could be makabel something, to have some shaykhis to the avelus, and every little bit we do, it's worth harbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to cry. But if we sit down with this seriousness and we take during these weeks, we ask Hashem to build a base on Mikdash, we daven with a little bit more seriousness, it's a pischei shamachat, it's ma'oid chashev. They say from Ravach Vogel that they ask him, should they say tikkun chatzos achshon? You know, the Arizal said in the Yomim, the 3 weeks, you should say tikkun chatzos even though you don't say it. I said, Tikkun Chatzos is Mufka from the door. But they say the capital Al Naris Bavel, that everyone could have Shaykhis to. And that's the Tikkun Chatzos of Bizman Hazeh. It's a Gevaldik Yetzer for us, that if we have Shaykhis to La Velos, it's hard for us. But if you think for 1 second, while I'm not listening to music, it's very, very hard for me. I'm Miss Abel. I want to get closer to Hashem. Think a little bit for a second. Every second, yesh koin l'adlama b'shva'achas. It's Shabbat. As that's one nekuda to try to feel the avedos on Tisha B'Av, to feel the kinnis, to have sheiches. We miss you, Hashem. We want you back. On our level. Not asking for too high. On our level, b'zeh shaveh hamoin. As that's klapi the avoida of avelos. But there's another way that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu it bothers us, the Chorban, on our level. How do we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we do what we can to rebuild it. We know what the Siba, the Chorban, is, and we're working on trying to take away the Chorban and bring the Binyan HaBeis HaMikdash back. Yerushalmi says, Kol dor shele nivne beis hamikdash biyomav ki'ilu ichrivoy. People say, 100 years ago they spoke Lashon Hara. What does it have to do with me? They had sinas chinam. If we would have fixed it, it would have been back. The world, Hashem, is malei toiv. It's with a beis hamikdash. If we don't have a beis hamikdash now, it means we didn't fix it yet. There's something that needs to be fixed. As what was Chazal Megala, Chazal Megala in Yuma Daf Tes Amid Beis, that the Siva of the Chorban of Bayis Sheni is Sinas Chinam. As that's the avoid of these days, to be misakin Sinas Chinam. As a lot of people, when they hear this, they go an automatic turn off. Hate for no reason. I don't hate anyone for no reason. Everyone who I hate, I have a very good reason for. This guy keeps me up late at night. This guy hurt me. This guy's a mushchis. This guy is a Democrat. I hate people for good reasons. He's Hasidish. I hate people for good reasons. Sinas chinam, that has nothing to do with me. As a maisa, the Shema HaKadosh says, and many Achrayim say it's based on a Rashi and Shabbos. Sinas chinam means any sinner to a person, besides the fact that he did an Avera, is called sinas chinam. Why? Because there's no reason to hate him. The only reason in the world that's the justifiable reason to hate a person is when he's over an Avera. If he's not over an Avera, there's no reason to hate him. Now, don't get think like, okay, so if he hurts me, he was over an Avera, I'm allowed to hate him. No. If he does 100 Averas, you don't hate him. But when he hurts you, you hate him. That means you're not hating him for the Avera. It means you hate him because he hurts you. When you do Averas, you understand it very well. You don't hate yourself. But when Yena does the same Avera, as that shows, it's not the Avera. It's very important. Sinas chinam is something which ad hayoyim. It's something which we have. Veloizu bilvad, the Beis HaMikdash, which is not nivne, is meyed that we still have the chet of sinas chinam. But nowadays, if you have to think what the goyim have for the yidden, it's sinas chinam. The anti-Semitism of the Arabs, and of the Goyim. It's Mamish Sinas Chinam. And we know the Svarim HaGdeshim says the Oynish is Mida Keneged Mida. When we see Sinas Chinam arising by the Goyim, when we say the Goyim are saying terrible things about us, and what we do, as that shows us what chet we're doing for what we get the Oynish from. That's why Hashem made Mida Keneged Mida, that we should realize what deceiv is. As if we see an uprise of anti-Semitism, an uprise of Sinas Chinam in the world, as that shows us that Hashem's trying to give us the message one more time. He took away the Beis HaMikdash to teach us the lesson. But when that's not good enough, Hashem raises it and shows us even stronger. You have to fix the Sinas Chinam. So what's the areas of Sinas Chinam that we could work on? I want to speak about three areas of Prat, which is the main causes of Sinas Chinam in Klal Yisrael. There was a story that someone came to one of the Rabbanim, and he had a shayla on a cow, that a cow had a treifa. As they went to the Rav, and the Rav Paskin, that even though the cow was worth really $1,000, it was a big cow that was worth a lot of money, he said it's a treifa. The man left the Beis Din and he was mekabel the din. The next day he had a sichsuch with his partner in the business. The sichsuch was over the equivalent of $5 of those times. The Rav paskined against this person, this butcher, and the butcher cursed the Rav. You don't know what you're talking about. How could you make such a psak? Who made you into a Rav? Oh, Mamish, he cursed him. It was Mavaze. As someone who was there asked the Rav, I don't get it. Yesterday, you paskined against this guy $1,000. He was quiet. He walked out besimcha. Today, you paskined. He lost $5. He's going meshugana. He's giving you klalas. What's the difference? As the Rav said something so powerful. He said, yesterday, it wasn't between him and someone else. I said, okay. It's also. Today, it's him against him. It's a fight. It's Reuven against Shimon. It's not the money. He lost. The other guy's right. Whoa. That a person can't handle. That chaps is covered. I'm wrong, he's right. How many din tires are there over money? How many fights there are over money? Adam Nike Bekisri. I'm sorry. How many fights, how many families, the relationships were destroyed in the family between two children. They don't speak to each other from Yerushas. And these people are not poor. It's not like, you know, this money is really going to feed their children. It's not the Nakude. It's the idea. It's the COVID. They don't want the other person to get the money and not them. That's the idea. But Heichan Advar Megiyim is a Gevaldige Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Yuma Daf Tes adds to the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes. Why was there Sinas Chinam? Mishum She'avu Es Amamin V'sonu Zeh B'zeh. Before in the Yerushalmi, what was the Sinas Chinam in the Zman HaChorban? Because they loved money. And when you love money, you have a lot of fights. Because when money is more important to you than shalom, whoa. Yeah. How many fights have there been over money? Because that's nekuda number one. It's something that now as bachrim, you don't have as much. Sach hakol, maybe you have a little bit in the diras, and you have fights over someone's moving out of the dira, fight with the baladira, who should pay with it. But you don't have heavy. But in life, it's going to be very big. This is one of the huge nesiyonos. And a person has to realize what's the Iker Avodah to be oikei l'sinas chinam, is to realize, ein adam negea b'muchan l'chaveroi. no one can touch a penny that's yours. If you don't, if Hashem, if you're supposed to be nigzer on it, no one can take it away. On Rosh Hashanah, hakol nigzer. If you live with emun and bitachin, you live in a different world. The fighting over mammon is totally different. No one's stealing, no one's taking away. That's number one. Number two, the second siba for sinas chinam is covered. You have someone and in a business, someone's supposed to take over. Or sometimes even in a yeshiva, even in a chassidus, and there's a massive fight. Okay, who is the Rebbe of Ger? Ger Rebbe of Reb Shalom Alter. A massive war. Who is the Rebbe of Vizhnitz? Who is the Rebbe of after the Rebbe is Nifta? Whoa! And it's not only, it's like when it comes in yeshivas, you can have fights also, Giyadua. When it comes in families, you could have fights. What are these fights about? Gelt? As by some Chassidish Rebbes, they get some money. Yeah, but it's not Mistaber, it's about gelt. What is it about? That's COVID. That's the second thing. Where are so many fights on over COVID? You see a husband and wife sitting and they're fighting over Narishkeit. Like, who cares? What is it? I'm right or you're right? Who knows better, me or you? You see two chavrusas fighting, like two kinderloch. Yeah. What's the nakuda? Who's right, me or you? COVID. As the second siba for sinna is when you check someone's covet. That causes people to hate you because covet is very chashiv to them. As when you touch what's chashiv to a person, there's certain people they tell you, don't check his covet, it's dangerous. He's not going to talk to you. His mom is going to be out to get you afterwards. That's when a person doesn't work on his midas, that's what happens. Many of the belittling and putting people down is because we want to build ourselves up. As we put people down to build ourselves up. As a lot of the lashon hara that's spoken is because we want to build ourselves. It's because we want covet. As we put him down and we feel good. That's one of the big avoiders. Those are the two big sibis of sinas chinam, a lot of sinas chinam in the world. My yeshiva against his yeshiva, my shul against his shul, my what I do, the way I do things against him. That is kavod. Those are the two things that cause sinas chinam very much. The taiva for kavod and the taiva for mamet. If you think about it, what really causes period levavis is selfishness. Wanting certain things for yourself. That's what causes the pirudim in klal yourself. And that's the avoida. The avoida in both of them is to work on the midos. Yeah. The mission of this says, Lo'oilam have mitalmidav shel arana koyin. Shaya oyir shalom v'roidiv shalom. In last week's parsha, we have to finish, it says Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Masai was mes b'chodesh av. The Mefarshim, starting from the Rabbeinu Bechaya and down, yes, it doesn't say anyone when they were nifter in what chodesh. Why does it say it by Aaron HaKohen? It doesn't say it by other tzaddikim. It doesn't say it by Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. It doesn't say what chodesh. Why is it saying by Aaron HaKohen? Zok the Rabbeinu Bechaye. Over here is a remez of what Chodesh Av was about. Aaron HaKohen was the Oyer Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, the Makarev in Klal Yisrael. He was Meis in Chodesh Av. That's the Zman of Churban Beis Hamikdash when he is Meis. When Aaron HaKohen was Meis, who came to fight against the Yidden when it was Nistalik Da'anani HaKovet? Esau. Amalek. Why? Why does Esav hate us ad hayoyim hazeh? Because many years ago, Yaakov stole the bracha away from Esav, and he stole the b'chayra away from Esav. And Esav hates him ad hayoyim. The Hainu, he took something that was very chashev to him, like his money, like his kavod, he took his brachas, zeu. When we don't act b'shalom, we're nenesh mida keneged mida, that Esav hates us, and Yishmael hates us, and other people hate us, all the goyim hate us. As it says in the parasha, the Misa of Aaron HaKohen, that's the Churban in Klal Yisrael. The Misa of Oyiv Shalom, V'Roidiv Shalom. What was Aaron HaKohen? Kairach comes up. Aaron HaKohen was this man as the Kohen Gadol. Kairach says, he's not! What's Aaron's reaction? As we would think Aaron HaKohen would get up. Mushches! Hashem appointed me as a Kohen Gadol. What are you talking about? How could you say that? How dare you? Who do you think you are? Chutzpah! What's Aaron HaKohen? You look in the whole Parshas Kairach. You don't find any member of Aaron. You know why? Because the Medrash says he didn't say a word. He was a Ayiv Shalom and a Roidiv Shalom. Someone was waging a war against him, and he kept quiet. Yeah. Nifladik, if you think about it. Yeah. Now, we're not mechuyev, we're allowed to protect ourselves. Aaron is a very high madrega. But you see, his oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Aaron went and made shalom between people. Not only did he want to have shalom himself, he cared to make shalom between people, to spread shalom in Klal Yisrael. Yeah. That's the Churban Abayis, is the Churban of the Midah of Aaron, and now is the time to think, how could we add shalom? Yeah. Who do we talk to that we say things that could prevent shalom? We say insensitive things, we say painful things, we say hurtful things, we say lashon hara behind their back, and it causes people to dislike them and a lack of shalom. You know how many people we smile at? But when we're behind his back, we knock into people and we cause so much damage. That's the Churban, that was the Churban, that sin is chinam, because I really cared about him, I wouldn't do it. As it's a product of sin is chinam. Okay. As thus is the Nekudas we wanted to see together, to feel the Avelos, number one. Number two, to the Iker Sibus of sin is chinam is money and COVID. And the third one, to try to work on, very important, to bringing shalom in Klal Yisrael, like Aaron HaKohen. And that is not knocking people, not being makbid on people, not talking bad about people, to bring shalom. I said to someone, wow, Rav Asher did something special. And the person said to me, do you know what Rav Asher does? I'm like, yeah, bro, what are you, Meshuggah? I'm just saying something good. He already has to tell me. He doesn't do anything terrible, don't worry. But human nature is, so many people are filling the world with negative words. As we have so many goyim that say about us negative, we need to add more and more bad about people. But it's true. What do you have to talk about it for? What do you have to spread it for? Why do you have to spread poison? So that's the mile of Ayiv Shalom, Viroidiv Shalom. Keeping quiet, not causing bad words to go around. If we could be makabel together, one Siba, just to try until the end of Tisha B'Av to watch what we say about people. Zom Degoyin, Misha Choysim Piv, from one word of Lashon Hara, Zeicha La'ar HaGonis, She'ein Kol Barrier, Yachal La'Hafet. Because that was the Churban, the sin on not caring, saying bad things. Let's try to avoid it and speak positive together. And show Hashem, it bothers us, the Churban. We want to rebuild the bias together. Be'ez Hashem, that little pina, that little pintala, will show Hashem, Pisuli Pesla Shalmachat, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring the Beis HaMikdash and open up in our hearts, and we should be Mis'alem Mis'raimim together.